Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, just to wrap up the last hour's topic, or the rant I had in the last hour, I said there's no 24-hour grocery stores close to Intercom Buffalo. As a texter pointed out, there is a Walmart on Sheridan. I always forget the Walmart on Sheridan because I get off the 290, I go on to Maple, and I just don't pass it. It was, you know, Tops and Wegmans were so convenient from where I got off the 290, but if I'm in a bind, I guess now I know I'll have to go about 10 minutes early, but I could get there. It is 24 hours. All right. You know what? We talked debates. We talked getting sick. Let's have a little fun this hour. Let's talk Halloween. Yes, it is Halloween season. You might not know that to go to some certain stores because they're acting like Halloween's already happened. And now Christmas is here. You know the stores I'm talking about. The Halloween stuff already moved off to the side, and the seasonal section is full of Turkey Day things, Santa Claus, some reindeer. Yeah, it's all Christmased out. But Halloween is right around the corner. A lot of you are already stockpiling that candy for your trick-or-treaters, or maybe some of you are experiencing a loss of trick-or-treaters and don't have to stockpile as much. Well, ABC did a poll, as you might have heard on our morning show. Here is America's favorite Halloween candy, Brian Clark, with the report.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups lap the field when it comes to the favorite Halloween treat for Americans. In a new Mammoth poll, 36% of respondents chose Reese's Cups compared to 18% for runner-up Snickers and 11% for M&M's. Always controversial candy corn was the favorite among 6% of respondents. That's equal to Hershey bars and slightly more popular than Skittles. When it comes to Halloween itself, just 8% or 1 in 10 Americans say it's their favorite holiday, but 37% say it's one of their favorites. Brian Clark, ABC News.
All right. And Digital Third Coast did a state-by-state candy survey when it came to your favorite Halloween candy. Here in New York State, I was surprised because everyone I asked would come up with, I would think a majority of people I ask, it's just a random, hey, so you like Reese's? I love Reese's. Everyone likes Reese's. I know Brian this morning said that's the go-to answer, but it's true. Reese's are delicious. It is the most amazing combination of flavors. You've got the Reese's cups. You've got the Reese's pieces. You've got the Reese's sticks that are like Twix, but Reese's. You've got now the big cup with Reese's pieces inside it. It's delicious. So my vote is Reese's, and most people, as you heard in the poll, nationwide are Reese's people. But if you go state by state, New York is an M&M state. M&M is the most popular Halloween candy in New York. If we travel down the 90, Mars bars are the most popular Halloween candy in Ohio and Pennsylvania. West Virginia and Virginia keeping it going with M&Ms. Swedish Fish are the Halloween candy of Kentucky. All right. Milk Duds take over the Carolinas. Snickers finally getting on the board in Georgia. M&M's in Florida. That's not surprising. All the transplants from New York. Airheads in Louisiana. But the Midwest taken over by Reese's. And I want to know from you this hour, as we get close to Halloween, as Halloween's right around the corner, what candy, A, do you prefer? Now, I don't think any of you are trick-or-treating. I would hope not. But if you were, what was your candy of choice back in your trick-or-treating days? And now that, most likely, you are handing the candy out, what is your candy? What candy do you go to? Do you do the little fun bags, put like three or four fun size Do you have just the bowl sitting on your porch saying, please take one? And then, like, after 10 minutes, you're wondering why the whole bowl's gone. Do you go full size? Are you every kid's favorite house? Do you have the full size Kit Kats, the full size Reese's, or maybe you go with the Reese's Big Cup? Or do you not go candy? Are you the person still handing out apples? Are you the person, as I mentioned to Terry, handing out a toothbrush and toothpaste? By the way, didn't know it as a kid, but that was my favorite. I always used that toothbrush. That was my new toothbrush every year. So, you know, big ups to that person. Do you abstain from participating in trick-or-treating? Do you have that porch light turned off on October 31st? And have you noticed a decrease in trick-or-treaters? Do you notice, hey, you know, a few years ago, we used to get 100 kids to the house. Now we'd be lucky if we have 50. And now I don't own a home, but when I do, this will be my rule. You have to be in a costume to get candy. All right. I've noticed this more and more because there are times where I'll go hang out at my parents' house on Halloween and help them out with the trick-or-treating or just sit there and take the candy. Depends what kind of mood I'm in. But I've noticed a trend of just teenage kids not in a costume showing up with their pillowcase. Yeah, hey, trick-or-treat. Now, when I own a house, my rule will be you have to be in a costume and I will probably set an age limit. Hopefully you could help me with that age limit, 803-0930. But you have to at least be in a costume to get the candy, right? Am I crazy there? And when you were a kid, not only what was your favorite candy, which mine was Reese's. I know it's the boring, it's the boring choice, but Reese's, I mean, when I saw that Reese's wrapper go into my trick-or-treating bag or my trick-or-treating little plastic pumpkin, I was excited. I wanted to eat it as soon as I was off that person's porch. So were you like me? Did you go with the standard Reese pieces or Reese cup? And what was your least favorite? What did you see go in that bag and say, oh no, not this again. I'll trade, but no one's going to want this. Because we all know that one person that gives bags of candy corn out as trick-or-treating. Candy corn, it looks great. It's a nice decoration, but it's awful. I hate the taste of candy corn. You have candy corn in those little, they look like plastic pumpkins, but you're allowed to eat them. They have no taste whatsoever. Oh, man. So what is your candy of choice? Or it doesn't even have to be a candy. As Brian said, that you have people that pass out popcorn on Halloween. So what do you hand out on Halloween when you were a child, when you were in your trick-or-treating days? If you're not, you know, in school anymore, you probably should stop trick-or-treating. When you were in your trick-or-treating days, what was your candy of choice? And help me out. Help me out. What is the cutoff age of trick-or-treating? When I finally get a house, I'm going to have two rules. You have to be in a costume, and I'm going to have an age cutoff. Would you help me? Tell me what that age is. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. And yes, please shoot me a text at 3930. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday. Getting ready for the weekend. Having a little fun in this last hour back after this. Joe Beamer, the Friday show. Having a little fun this last hour. Yesterday, we did pizza in the last hour. Today, we're doing Halloween candy, and I want to know a few rules from you as well, all right? So, you've got, what's your favorite candy? What candy do you hand out? And are you like I will be once I own a home? Have some rules, right? You got to be in costume. Don't come up in your everyday clothes with a pillowcase. I'm not giving you candy. And what's the age cutoff with your trick-or-treaters? 803-0930. Let's start with Kurt in Cheektowaga. Kurt, good morning.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, man, what do you got for us?
What's that?
What do you got for us today?
Well, this is what I say. When you become a homeowner, and I think the age limit straight up should be about 12. Because after that, the teenagers get a little rambunctious, that, the other thing. It's for the children.
All right, so 12, that seems fair to me.
Yep, and then, and the thing is, How do you regulate their age? But you know, you can pretty much guess if you're a parent. But if you're not, it's kind of hard. But anyway, and the candidate, because I used to be in Angola, down by the lake, and you know, the candy that we would give out is the mini Hershey candy bars.
Oh, a standard favorite. You can't go wrong.
You know what I mean? Straight up. And you know, and then not only that, Butterfingers. Because a lot of us here in Buffalo, we love our Butterfingers.
Yeah, we were all fans of Josh Reed when he was a wide receiver for the Bills.
See, you know, I'm here taking care of a vet, 63 years old, right here in Cheektowaga, Williamstown Village. And we love our candy. I'm 57 years old, and I still love my candy. But we know, you know, and this is what, you know, and you can't go wrong. And the kids love it. And there you go, you know. I don't believe in the Apple things because so many idiots out there do stupid stuff with it.
Yeah.
So it scares me, you know.
I hear you, Kurt. Well, thank you. Thanks for the call, and God bless you, man, taking care of that vet.
Oh, of course. Straight up. So have a great day.
You too, Kurt. That's Kurt in Cheektowaga. The standard Hershey's, you know, I didn't even get into that. The standard candy bars were also, I never, like, threw those out. I was always a fan of that. You had Mr. Good Bar, which if we're going standard old-school candy bar, okay, not Snickers, not Mars Bar. We're going just like your regular chocolate bar. I would say Mr. Good Bar, probably number one. You got the Crispy Bar. That's right up there. And then, yeah, you can never go wrong with just the plain Hershey, the plain standard Hershey bar. You go with the almonds, some people will be turned off, right? You got to go standard bar. 803-0930. What about Chris and Java? Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
What's your Halloween candy of choice, Chris?
Well, mine personally, my candy of choice would be a Twix bar.
Oh, good choice.
But I was kind of calling in on an alternative for the candy. We're in an area where we don't get trick-or-treaters at our home, but the last couple of years we've went to a local campground that has a Halloween and Fall Fest. And they do a trick-or-treating and such there. And we were trying to come up with an idea just because we, you know, the kids get plenty of candy, wanted to come up with an alternative. The last 2 years, we've done boxes of crayons.
How did that go over, Chris? The kids like that? It lasts a lot longer than candy.
Well, the funny part of that is we set the table up because we walk around with our kids in the campground and take them trick-or-treating. So we've never been at the site when the kids come around. So I don't know for sure, but they're gone when we return. So
hey, that works. You know, Chris, I never thought of that. But, yeah, I mean, candy, it's a temporary satisfaction, but crayons, that'll last all the way till next Halloween.
Yeah, we figured, hey, what kid can't use a box of crayons, right? And like we said, they plenty of candy.
Well, hey, Chris, thank you so much for the call. Starting to crap out there on the phone, but so an alternative to candy, as I said, I was bringing up popcorn and apples, but Chris, they give away crayons. That's not a bad move at all. Those crayons will still be there, most likely, next Halloween. The only thing that might be left over from your trick-or-treating this year would be the candy corn that no one ate. 803-0930, Kateri in Grand Island. Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. What's your Halloween candy of choice?
Okay, so until someone said the Twix bar, I was reminiscing my grandmother, who just passed away this last December, every year, without fail, she would give us, she would have a huge plate of all sorts of Reese's, so every smorgasbord possible. And so that was my favorite memory.
Oh, man, that sounds great.
Yeah. And then as far as the age limit, I would suggest getting a 5 foot tall, like, measurement tool by the door, just like they do at, like, water parks or that sort of thing.
Okay.
And if you don't fit underneath it, then you don't get candy. And you definitely have to have a costume on.
Have to have the costume and have to be 5 feet or under?
I would say so.
All right. I have a few friends that could still trick-or-treat at your place then.
Well, there you go.
Kateri, thank you so much for the call. Opens up a line for you at 803-0930. So just a big plate of Reese's and Reese-type candy. That sounds delicious. There was a house at the corner of where my parents lived, Mount Vernon and Kings Highway, and that you would go trick-or-treat, you know, trick-or-treat, you'd put the bag out, but they would have a tray, and you would be able to pick from four different kinds of full-size candy bars. So not only did they have the full-size experience, but you also had your choice. And I think the choices were Mr. Good Bar, which I always took, Child Tubby Joe Beamer, was a huge fan of the Mr. Good Bar. I think you had the Mr. Good Bar choice, a Crunch Bar, a Hershey Bar, and something else. And I think 3 years in a row, I went Mr. Good Bar, and I might have stopped trick-or-treating. I do have a memory of trick-or-treating when I was way too old, but I'm not sure if that actually happened or I'm just thinking it happened. You know, sometimes you were thinking of doing something, didn't do it. I don't know. I should stop babbling and get back to the calls. Let's go to Barb in Cheektowaga. Barb, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right, Barb. What's your Halloween candy of choice?
I would die for a Clark Bar right now.
Oh, Clark Bar. Good choice.
I cannot find them unless it's Halloween time.
No, it seems you do have a few candies or bars that you can't find except for right around October.
Right, so then I'll settle for a Butterfinger.
All right. Hey, Bart Simpson's favorite candy of choice.
Yes, and then I give out mini bars that I like. In case I have leftovers, they are mine.
Well, of course, you don't want to have leftovers that you don't want to eat.
You got that right.
Now, Barb, do you have a rule? Do the trick-or-treaters have to be in costume?
Yes, I feel they should.
All right, and do you have an age or anyone in costume that shows up?
Your one caller said he's in his 50s and he still loves candy. I'm 70 and I would kill for a Clark Bar. There's no age limit. And isn't it better to give a teenager a treat instead of them on the corner doing drugs or drinking alcohol?
Barb, that is a great point. We should put it in a PSA.
Yes.
All right, Barb, thank you so much. You have a great weekend. Barb in Cheektowaga opens up a line for you. You know what? I just got confirmation that did happen. So I can't talk poorly about teenagers trick-or-treating because when I was 17, my friends and I would drive to certain houses we knew had the full-size bars at 17 with our pillowcases. But you know what? I'm going to do, I'm going to be like Bernie Sanders. Do as I say, not as I do. All right, so if you're 17, you shouldn't be trick-or-treating, even though I did the exact same thing. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. We are talking Halloween candy, trick-or-treating etiquette. Do you have to be in a costume to get a candy bar? Or, hey, anyone that shows up, rings your doorbell, here you go. Just the standard, there's the candy bar. What's your favorite candy bar and what do you hand out at Halloween? 803-0930. A full bank of calls. I promise to get to you. When we come back, it's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, getting the final stretch here of the Friday show. Joe Beamer with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. Got a really nice email during the break, and I think I'll share it with you. Like I said, I always appreciate criticism, right? But I'll take the compliments as well. And a listener I'm guessing, I'm hoping it's a listener, emailed me, did not leave a name, or I would have told him, and said, "Hey, Joe, I used to despise when you were filling in. Since you've been on all week, I've had no choice but to listen a few times. I went from despising you to, okay, I can tolerate this, to, all right, he's not that bad. Thanks for changing me, and congrats on a good week of radio," but not signed anyone. So, hey, see? I'll take that. I take that as a compliment toward the end. But like I said, I'll take the criticism as well. But thank you, whoever that was that sent the email in the last hour. Very, very greatly appreciated. 803-0930. We're talking Halloween candy and trick-or-treater etiquette. As in, what candies did you like when you were trick-or-treating? I'm guessing most of you don't still trick-or-treat. What candies do you hand out now? And on Halloween, October 31st, what are your rules? Do you have to be in a costume to get the candy? Is there an age limit? Have you ever turned anyone away? And I've also heard that some places are seeing less and less trick-or-treaters. Now, I know my parents last year had to go back out and get more candy on Halloween because they ran out of candy. You know, they had more trick-or-treaters than they had in years past. What is it like around you? 803-0930. Phyllis in Lockport has been on hold the longest, so we'll go to her first. Good morning, Phyllis.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, Phyllis. What's your Halloween candy of choice?
Oh, I guess I would say the Reese's.
Of course. Hey, don't be ashamed with the standard answer. Reese's have set the bar so high, it's tough to beat.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't pass up a Reese's bar and a bag of candy?
Exactly.
The first thing I grab. As far as the age limit, as long as they're in costume, I don't have a problem with it. 16, probably, I would say, would be the cutoff. My son goes to a school. He's in high school, and as part of a community project they do, they have them dress up, and then they take them to a nursing home, and the nursing home passes out candy, and that nursing home just loves seeing those teenagers.
I bet.
They just have a great time. They have cider and donuts for them, and they love it.
That sounds great, Phyllis.
And the high school kids love it, too. You know, they can still dress up and
Still get some candy.
3 hours to this nursing home, and they have a party, and the candy he brings home is unbelievable.
Well, that sounds like a win-win situation for both.
Yeah. We don't get any trick-or-treaters where we live. We're too much in the country, so. But I'm going to throw in something, the candy I don't like.
Yes, what is your least favorite candy?
You know, like the Jawbreakers and stuff like that. Yeah, I always used to toss that out in my son's.
I will agree. Jawbreakers, not a fan of, but I do like, what were the ones, are they called sour heads, where you put them in your mouth, they're really sour, but then they get fruity at the end?
Oh, yeah, like tarts or something.
Yeah.
Sweet tarts? Yeah, I don't like those little hard candies you used to get. Those just went in the trash all the time. I don't need a broken tooth. For him to have a broken tooth. So,
you know, that's one thing I wish I had done when I was younger is take a picture of what my trick-or-treating bag looked like a month and a half later. Those candies were by far the worst candies.
Yeah.
Phyllis, thank you so much for the call. That's Phyllis in Lockport opening up a line for you at 803-0930. Now, according to the state-by-state Halloween candy that I referenced, 6 to 9 is the most popular trick-or-treating time, and most people spend on average $35 on Halloween candy. So I'll throw that question out as well. How much do you spend in general on your Halloween candy for trick-or-treaters? Mary in Niagara Falls. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
Mary, what's your Halloween candy of choice?
I like Tootsie Pops. Tootsie Pops and little miniature candy bars and cowtails.
Cowtails, great choice. Cowtails are a rarity, but when you get them, that is a great choice, Mary.
And when I was growing up, we used to get homemade cookies, balls, and apples.
Yeah, it seems like most people have gotten away of the apples nowadays.
One lady one time gave us soda crackers. Well, that was probably all she had.
Hey, at least she didn't turn her light off, though, right? She still accepted the trick-or-treaters.
Right.
All right, Mary, thank you so much for the call. That's Mary in Niagara Falls. Texter says, I meant Warheads. Warheads were the one that got really sour for like 30 seconds, and then it was just a regular hard candy after that. According to the study, Airheads, Nerds, Sweet Tarts, and Gummy Worms were the least popular candies. I don't get that at all. I love Airheads. Nerds are great. Nerds are actually the candy of choice in Colorado. Sweet Tarts, you always forget that you like Sweet Tarts, but then you get a thing of Sweet Tarts. And in Halloween, they came in this weird, like, cardboard bag packaging. And you would open it, and there were, like, three in the entire thing. You know, another one I'm going to throw out there, and it's not that I don't like Starburst. I do like Starburst. But Starburst, I think, are a poor Halloween trick-or-treating candy. Because most likely, the candy inside the two Starburst pack is going to be a yellow and an orange, or two yellows. Very rarely is it the pink and the red, which, in my opinion, are the two best Starburst. It's always the yellow. The yellow Starburst is awful, in my opinion. So Starburst, I'm not saying the candy's bad, but I think it's a bad thing to hand out on Halloween. 803-0930, let's go to Neil in Forestville. Neil, good morning.
I think that pretty much happens when people pick through the candy themselves before they give it out, and then your kids get leftovers.
Oh, that's true, too.
Okay, that's just me, maybe. My favorite candy is probably the bags of Skittles or a full-size Fifth Avenue candy bar.
Ooh, a Fifth Avenue. A great choice. Now, Neil, I liked Skittles as a kid, and I still love the taste of Skittles, but it seems like eating Skittles is so much work.
Oh, dear God. And the colors in them, and I guess they're genetically modified now, it says in the wrapper. So, yeah, they're terrible for you, but I still love them.
It's no longer tasting the rainbow, but it still tastes delicious.
No, but when we were kids, we lived out in the country. We didn't get any trick-or-treaters here. So we went out to Tonawanda, and we would double up on costumes. We would run the route once through the city, and then we would pick out the houses that had the best candy bars, and then we wouldn't have to waste time on the people who didn't have any good candy, and we would switch costumes and do this route like three or four times. We had like garbage bags full of stuff.
That is a great idea. Some kids would try to, like, you know, just go back to the door in the same Green Ranger outfit, but at least you guys were creative. All right, let's switch around and go again.
Well, yeah, they were pretty savvy. I mean, once we realized that just switching our costumes back and forth didn't work, we went to the other kids and took their costumes.
Now, Neil, what was your least favorite Halloween candy?
It's got to be, like you said, the Starburst, because they usually stick inside the wrapper. So even the ones you do get, like, are totally, like, inedible unless you want to chew the wax wrapper.
Yeah, way too much work for Halloween.
Yeah, but I'm a hard candy hater, too. Like, that's terrible, you know, like the cheap 99-cent pound stuff.
Yeah, and that stuff, I mean, it would be like 2 months. Your trick-or-treating bag would be somewhere in the storage cabinet, and it would just be all the crap at the bottom that no one wanted to eat.
Correct. That's when you turn it into some kind of treat. Like, I make cookies out of old candy bars that lay around, you know, add them into a chocolate chip recipe.
That's not a bad idea, Neil. All right. Well, hey, you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Neil in Forestville opening up a line for you. Mary brought up the Tootsie Pops. Those are okay. I love the Tootsie Blow Pops. Those are delicious. I actually had one 2 weeks ago. Those are great because you have the one thing, and then when you're done, you have a Tootsie Roll. It's double the candy. 803-0930, star 930. Neil's right. Even when your favorite flavor Starburst, the Halloween candy version, the paper would stick. And then you would think you'd have it all off, and you're eating the Starburst, and you've got half the wax wrapper with the Starburst. Yeah. 803-0930. What candies do you love? What candy do you hate? And what is your rule? Do you have to have a costume? Or, hey, anyone that rings that doorbell, they get candy. If you're on hold, we'll get to you in the last segment. It is the Friday Show. More after this. Joe Beamer with you for about 7 more minutes here on the Friday Show. Having a little fun talking about Halloween candy, Halloween costumes. I just want to go to the text board real quick. Always appreciate this. Texter says, Joe, I have to agree with the email. Ever since you stopped talking about working out in The Bachelorette, you are actually enjoyable to listen to, and I suddenly have a craving for fireballs. So, thank you, Texter. I appreciate that. I was thinking during the break, it's funny, yesterday talking about pizza and your favorite restaurant, and some people mentioned Beef on Weck and the best wings, I think we were all starving by lunchtime, right? I was craving pizza. Talking candy, that's a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. I'm having fun talking candy. I might go pick up a Reese's pumpkin on the way home. But talking candy doesn't get you craving or feeling hungry like yesterday's show did. Talking pizza for an hour, all I could think about when I signed off was pizza. And I'm not minding the candy we're talking about, but I just don't have that craving like I did when talking pizza. 803-0930. What about Todd in Elma? Todd, good morning.
Yes, sir. Actually, I wanted to throw at you the funniest slash wackiest thing we ever got. Rolling through South Buffalo, there's a house that every year gives out the most random stuff in the world. So it's great. My kids got a bag of pork rinds and a box of Zatarain's rice once.
I like the pork rinds.
Yeah, oh yeah. And actually, he gave a kid a pair of work gloves the one time. It's just funny. He has no rhyme or reason. It's just always super cool, fun stuff.
Oh my gosh. So everyone knows it's a mystery when you go to this house. It might be pork rinds. It might be utility gloves.
Right?
That's, Todd, that's not a bad house. Now, let me ask you, what do you give out at Halloween?
Well, where I live in Elma, nobody trick-or-treats because there's no street lights and the houses are a little bit farther apart. So we bought a ton of candy the first year we moved in the house, and we just got fat eating it.
You should do that every Halloween. Buy yourself some candy and then just, hey, well, if they don't come, this is ours.
That's right.
All right. Hey, Todd, thank you so much for the call. That's a good idea. You know, if you don't do the full-size candy, which obviously always makes someone stand out, do as Todd said, that guy. One year it's pork rinds, which personally I love pork rinds. The next year it's a box of rice. And then, hey, you know what? How about some utility gloves? Well, it lasts longer than the pork rinds, I'll promise you that. Because if I was tailgating, if I was trick-or-treating where there were pork rinds, the pork rinds would be done before the next house. I probably already said that too many times, but I love pork rinds. We got to vote for Jolly Ranchers from Terry in Texas. Jolly Ranchers, not a bad candy. Would definitely not last 2 months in my trick-or-treating bag. That would definitely be one of the earlier ones. We have a request for the cash code. And if I'm getting played here, well, you got me. Cash code is EVENT, E-V-E-N-T. That's the 11 a.m. We'll have a new one at noon. But first, Joan in Buffalo. Joan, good morning.
Hi, Joe. Just a little preface. I want to tell you, I think you do an excellent job. You are so damn talented.
Well, Joan, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And then another preface is, besides other things, your fiance's uncle is my chiropractor. That's number one. But I also grew up on Mount Vernon, was there for 7 years.
It's a great street, great area to grow up.
Absolutely. And then we moved to LeBron. But anyway, regarding Halloween, in terms of if I were going tricks and treating now, the thing that I would like would be the Kit Kat with the dark chocolate. But basically, I don't eat sweets. I drink wine instead.
Well, hey, Joan, you know, hey, as we get older, our tastes get a little more mature.
I know. But the best memory I have, tricks and treating down Mount Vernon, it was amazing. There was one wonderful couple that would, and you can't do that nowadays, but would invite us into their home. They would have the dining room table set up with apple cider and powdered sugar donuts.
Joan, it sounds great, but you're right. Couldn't do that nowadays.
Yeah.
Hey, Joan, thank you so much for the call. Joan in Buffalo, the owners of the house invited the children in. I think I've seen that episode of Columbo. All right, we can get to one more. Let's go to Pam in Buffalo. Pam, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. I would just like to share that my favorite Halloween candy is always Butterfingers.
Choice of Bart Simpson. I love Butterfingers.
Yes, but I don't give them to the kids because I find the kids in my neighborhood don't particularly like them. And then, of course, I have so many left over, I have to eat them all myself. Darn.
Oh, yeah, darn, right, Pam?
As far as an age is concerned, I don't think it's fair to cut off age because you don't really know the age of a child, and you often wind up cutting off an older child in family. You know, things like that. As long as the children are in costume and well-behaved, they get a treat.
Pam, that seems like a fair rule.
And as far as what I would give, I like to give Reese's Pieces or Reese's Cups because everyone loves those. But I like to also keep in mind that so many children nowadays are allergic to either peanut butter or chocolate. I always give them a choice, and it's usually something like a lollipop or whatever looks appealing that's non-sugar, non-nut.
Hey, Pam, sounds great up against the break. Thank you so much for the call. Have a great weekend. Well, guys, it's been a fun week. It has been a very fun week. My thanks to Tony Caligiuri for doing the job of two people all week. My thanks to Tim Winger for trusting me behind this mic all week. And my thanks to Sandy Beach, who has always given me great advice and is the reason that I'm able to sound somewhat talented behind the microphone. I hope everyone has a great weekend. The Bills are off, but I'm going to say it. Go Hokies. And right now, it's time for your chance at $1,000. The 12 noon cash code is FOOD. We've been talking about it all day. FOOD, F-O-O-D. Text FOOD to 72881. You could win $1,000.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.